Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we discussed how holiness should be the most important aspect of a Bible-believing Christian's life. Let's continue with that thought today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The Lord in these scriptures shows us what happened when Israel tried to be relevant to the world, adopting its ways, its worship, and the attitudes of the world. That's not right. They tried to adopt the attitudes of the world. They tried to do that in their daily walk with God, their gossip, their murmuring, and such like. Those are things that happen. God wants you and I to be admonished, and you might laugh off some of those things, but look, if you're a saved person, you may be brought to be taken home early, scourged by God for behavior that becometh foolishness, not holiness. See, in our life, behavior that becomes holiness is of utmost importance to God. And it is why He shows these examples from the Old Testament in heaven, the New Testament. It is of utmost importance, whether it's of the New Testament or the Old Testament. The Bible is all the book of God. It was breathed out every word by God. It's all His. And so, whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, it is the Word of God. And so, again, it must be most important in our life. Therefore, be admonished of God by His word, for your own good, as well as for God's glory. But I hope you see, God wants to use the admonition to bring those who are heretically trying to disrupt the outreach of the local church, its outreach through missions, bus ministry, through witnessing, and directing God's people to walk in righteousness and true holiness. They're trying to take us from that. And if one continues in these sins as gossip, scorning, talking to others against individuals and the doctrines and biblical standards of the church, they need to be rejected. As stated here, that is, put out of the church. But not till at least we have tried to restore him or her to the way of righteousness. And by the way, don't search the internet to find whatever dirt you can find on someone. That is the opposite of godly character. And of the responsibility we each have to edify one another in the Word of God and encourage one another to love and to encourage one another unto good works. Now, you'll notice what verse 11 says about this here. And we're going to be closing with this verse today, but I want you to see after sin here in verse 10, a man that is a heretic after the first and second admonition reject. Now we look at verse 11. The heretics reject. But why do you reject? Verse 11, very clear. Knowing that he that is such is subverted. Now, these people that have left the fundamentalism, these people that have got mad about standards, these people that have got mad about the King James Bible, these people get mad about your music being biblical and right, these people get mad about all these things, or any of those things for that matter. Just realize they are subverted. And sinneth, he says, they're subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself. In other words, you didn't condemn him. He's condemned himself by these works, because the condemnation comes before God, not before man. See, people think they've got away with things as Christians, not realizing the importance of the judgment seat of Christ, when the hidden things of darkness will be revealed, and then shall every man have praise of God. Why does the Bible say that hidden things of darkness shall be revealed at the judgment seat of Christ, where only saved are judged? Because you think you got away with something. You think it went all right. But then it's going to be revealed. Your children, your spouse, your friends at church, everybody's going to see. The hidden things of darkness shall be revealed, and the thoughts, the intents of the heart, it's going to be revealed. Followed by, then shall every man have praise of God. How will you have praise of God when all of that is revealed? Oh, that's simple. You'll see the great grace of God and how great his grace and love was for you, that he did save your soul. That's the great thought of it. The bad part is being just saved so as by fire. If you have the attitude, as long as I'm saved, I don't care, that doesn't show you love of God. That shows the love of God is not in your heart. And my friend, the Bible says to examine yourselves to see if you be in the faith. And a lot of preachers have interpreted that and say that's just talking about salvation. Well, it is a part of that, I would say, but really, examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith. It's looking at, is your life lining up with the Word of God? Are you living by the Word of God? Are you living by faith? Are you living by doing the things that you do based on the Word of God? If you find yourself with that desire to go these ways of the world, then my friend, you need to get right with God. And not right with me, right with God. You're a Christian. You're hearing this broadcast right now, and you've followed it these last several days on this area. Then, my friend, would you pray right now and ask the Lord to help you to repent? Make things right with whoever you need to make right. And the world that may be unsaved, that are seeing you go this other direction, go back to them to say, man, I've been a bad Christian. I've been a foolish Christian. I want to apologize to you. As a matter of fact, I remember in high school, I was saved, I just didn't have a good Christian testimony. Well, at the 20th high school anniversary, people said, are you going to come to it? I said, well, why don't we get together and have some prayer together, and then let's see if we can get the church to open up and let us bring the ones that are there to come and their church services on Sunday and let me preach. They were shocked at first, but a lot of them were saved people, so they said, okay, let's do it. So we did it. We had prayer meetings. I'd drive all the way down there. I mean, I had about a three-hour drive when I drive, but I'd drive down there, come back, drive down there and come back, just building up to that meeting. Got there, got a chance to preach to them and preach the gospel. But one of the things I did when I first stood up was just, now look, I said, I was saved in school, but I wasn't a good Christian, not a good testimony. I owe every student an apology, let alone my Lord. I owe every student an apology because I was not a good example. And it's interesting that I knew that in my mind, but several said, we thought he was a pretty good Christian. And no, I really wasn't. And so, but it's so interesting that you get in those other ways, and then you realize I need to make it right with the people that I've wronged. I need to make it right with people that are still alive. And that was my heart way back there at the 20th anniversary. Now I've been out of high school for 55 years. So it's, a lot of those people are dead now. But I'm just saying that get things right with God. And get right with others that you may have wronged. They might have been the object of your gossip. And you never really tried to turn them to a way of righteousness. Your scorn. Do something about it. And I'm going to pray a prayer right now. And if you as a Christian, this has been your heart, these things have spoken to you, and say these are speaking about me, then as I pray aloud here on the radio, I just trust that you will listen and just pray silently if you want to where you are to amen in your heart. Say, yes, Lord, that's what I want for me. Yes, Lord, help someone out there, whatever the case may be. But would you pray at this time with me? Dear God, I know that as I deliver this message from Titus, it was for me too, as well as for the audience that you've provided for us. And Lord, I just pray that it does edify saints. It does cause people of God that have wandered far from you to come back. Maybe someone that has been religious, been in church, but not really saved. Lord, may they re-examine themselves to see about that. Help us as Christians to examine our faith to see, are we living by that? What do I believe? And is that guiding me in all my decisions of life? Lord, I pray for rededication of a heart and life to each one under the sound of my voice right now. Lord, call rededication, maybe even renew. Lord, I just want to grow. Lord, I want to be of more use in these years than I've been ever in my life. And I pray that you would do that for me and do it for those that have that same heart. And I would ask this in that name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that, and or you just prayed along with me, and that was your decision, would you write us and let us know about that? It really does encourage our people. I don't name names in church, but I will say we got a letter from someone who said how the radio program helped them or how something else that we said, and they even be specific about exactly what was said, but how it helped them. And that encourages our people because our church, we pay the money for everything, you know. We're not selling ads, we're not selling things, and we don't pay for advertisement. We just trust you to be our advertisers. That is for you to tell others about the Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope that you'll do that, but I trust also that you'll write to us or email us. You can email me through the website that our announcer gives you in a few moments. Just contact me. They'll make sure I get the email from you, or you can write us at the physical address that our announcer will give you here in just a few moments. But we would love to hear from you, and we need your prayers, so please continue to pray daily for the Lamp and Light broadcast. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant